And the Bank of England a year ago was making a prediction that the economy would increase by 3% next year. It's now saying that it's going to decrease by 2%. So it's a huge U-turn in the outlook from the bank.
How did they get it so badly wrong? Would it be fair of me to say, do they know what they're doing?
Very good question. Mervyn King was asked that exactly that question by Larry Elliott, our own economics editor. His response was that things have changed so much in the past 2 months that the world economy is now in a completely different position than it was previously. He says that the financial crisis has been the worst since the First World War and possibly even before that. It's led to a huge fall in economic output and the economy is now falling very sharply, whereas before he'd not expected such a big downturn. But there were members of the Monetary Policy Committee warning that this was going to happen, particularly David Blanchflower, who's based in the US. He'd been warning for almost all year that a similar thing would happen to the UK economy as had happened in the US, and he's been voting for rate cuts when other Monetary Policy Committee members were voting for rate rises as late as August.
Has anybody said at this stage whether any of this could be avoided?
Well, Blanchflower in particular has said that the Bank of England should have cut rates much more quickly and much more drastically in response to the economic downturn, and we may well have diverted it then. Now the bank has cut rates obviously last week by 1.5 points and looks like cutting them quite dramatically again. We could see rates down to 1% early next year.
One symptom of an economic downturn is unemployment, and we've now got figures at an 11-year high.
That's right. Unemployment figures went up quite sharply yesterday. It was the biggest monthly increase in the claimant count since December 1992. The claimant count, of course, is the number of people who are unemployed and claiming benefits. That is a symptom of the recession. Unemployment is always a lagging indicator. It comes a lot later than other economic indicators. And companies are now really starting to cut back. Earlier this week, we saw the announcement of 5,000 job losses at leading British companies, and we're going to see a lot more of that.
You come in here with all this gloom, Deborah. Is there any good news at all? Energy supplies, maybe some bills are going to come down there?
That's right. Scottish and Southern is the first energy supplier to say that with the drop in wholesale gas prices and oil prices, it could cut bills next year. So that's a little ray of hope for people. Unfortunately, and on the gloomy side, the pound has fallen quite sharply against other currencies. Again, that makes our exports more competitive, so it can lead to an improvement for manufacturers and exporters. But it does mean the end of cheap holidays in Europe and the US, I'm afraid.
Let's finish then on the pre-budget report, which is due a week on Monday on the 24th. Do we know what's going to be in that?
Not yet, of course, but we are expecting some sort of tax giveaways. And that, again, could be a little bit of good news for people. It looks like the government is planning to make tax cuts that will affect the poorest people most. And it could stop that vehicle excise duty rise that was planned for later this year. So there's a ray of hope there.